SBS Radio.
Saudara pendengar, 2018 adalah tahun yang bergejolak untuk share market Australia yang merosot lebih dari 10%. Dolar Australia juga terpukul turun 8,5% terhadap dolar Amerika Serikat. Dengan kekhawatiran ekonomi global yang berlanjut, apakah Australia akan mengalami hal serupa pada tahun 2019? Berikut ini editor kami Ricardo Goncalves menjelaskan. China dan Amerika Serikat dengan masalah domestik mereka dan hubungan kedua negara merupakan faktor internasional terbesar yang mempengaruhi ekonomi dunia dan Australia pada tahun 2018. Kepala ekonom dari AMP Capital, Shane Oliver, mengatakan ketegangan perdagangan yang sedang berlangsung antara kedua ekonomi negara terbesar di dunia itu telah membuat para investor gelisah. Ia mengatakan mendapatkan solusi yang baik adalah merupakan keuntungan bagi semua warga dunia.
Don't forget, Donald Trump does not want the US economy to go into recession and unemployment to rise because he wants to get re-elected in 2020. So he wants to strike a deal, likewise with China. So I think that issue will gradually recede as the year proceeds and that in turn will help Chinese growth pick up.
Chief Ekonom dari St. George, Besa Deda, mengatakan solusi itu akan membantu menyembuhkan perlambatan ekonomi China yang meskipun masih berkembang, namun dengan laju lambat dalam hampir 10 tahun ini, dan juga akan membantu menjaga perkembangan ekonomi Amerika Serikat.
The US economy is in incredibly good shape. The unemployment rate is at a very historical low, and consumer spending remains in good pace. And while fixed business investment has come off, it is still growing strongly.
Deda menambahkan kesehatan ekonomi Amerika Serikat sudah cukup untuk menaikkan suku bunga sebanyak 9 kali sejak 2015, dengan kenaikan suku bunga sekarang berada di atas suku bunga resmi Australia.
And that also tends to pressure the Australian dollar lower on interest rate differentials, and a weaker currency means that the cost of importing goods and services into Australia rises.
Namun, Shane Oliver memperkirakan Bank Sentral Amerika Serikat tidak akan menaikkan suku bunganya tahun depan.
My feeling is the US Central Bank, after having increased interest rates quite substantially from their lows a few years ago, will have a pause as we go through 2019. Maybe not the whole year, but at least through the first half of the year, the US Central Bank will go on pause on the view that they've already got interest rates up to levels that they're a bit more comfortable with. Inflation's still pretty much under control, so they can sit back a little bit.
Setiap terjadi perlambatan ekonomi global, permintaan ekspor Australia juga terhambat, terutama komoditas ke China. Semua faktor internasional dapat mempengaruhi arah ekonomi Australia tahun depan. Shane Oliver kembali mengatakan, secara lokal, pasar perumahan mungkin terkena dampak yang paling besar.
So that run-up in house prices that we had over the 5 years to 2017 was fantastic in driving community perceptions of wealth. Those who had a house felt wealthier, and that's about 60% of households. So they felt wealthier, they spend more, and that helped consumer spending in New South Wales and Victoria and kept the global economy, the Australian economy going through that mining slump period. Now that's going in reverse, and you're going to get what I call a negative, or economists call a negative wealth effect, where house prices come down, people feel poorer, and they spend less. So that's going to be a big drag on our growth next year.
Oliver mengatakan akibatnya Reserve Bank kemudian akan menopang perekonomian, namun memangkas suku bunga resmi pada paruh kedua 2019 bukanlah pandangan yang dimiliki oleh Besa Deda dari St. George.
Now, we don't think the RBA will be moving rates anytime soon. We're not looking for a movement in the cash rate in 2019 or 2020. If we get some help from the RBA, that would be because the downturn in dwelling prices, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, that's leading the national housing slowdown, and that then feeds into the consumer in quite a negative way.
Julia Lee, analis ekuitas di Bell Direct, mengatakan mengingat lingkungan ekonomi makro, 2019 bisa menjadi tahun yang sulit bagi para investor.
Look, there are times in the market where it's very easy to make money, and then there are times where it's pretty tough. And this is one of those tough times. And there's nothing wrong at looking at capital preservation rather than growth, and it might be the smart move in the first half of 2019.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.